भक्तिर भवति नैष्ठिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्यं नामनि गौरात्विषे नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंदा श्री अद्वैत गदाधरा श्रीवास आदि गौर भक्त वृंदा। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। भगवते वासुदेवाय। हरे कृष्ण। ऑल वेलकम ऑन मोस्ट ऑस्पिशियस अक्षय तृतीया चंदन यात्रा डे एट इस्कॉन कृष्ण बलराम टेम्पल वृंदावन फॉर मॉर्निंग भागवतम क्लास। श्रीमद् भागवतम वी आर डिस्कसिंग फिफ्थ कैंटो and the chapter is 19 the 18 and 19 chapter describe the Jambu Dweep. This is our address where we live. We live in Jambu Dweep, but in Jambu Dweep there are 9 varshas. Varshas mean tract of land. Out of the 9 varshas we live in Bharat Varsha. All varshas are invisible. They are very subtle. We cannot really see. Even Bharat Varsha has now 9 divisions, now khanda. Bharat Varsha itself has now khanda. So, Jambu Dipe Bharat Varshe Bharat Khande. So, we are living in Bharat Khanda. So, this is the presiding deity of Bharat Varsha is Nar Narayan. And this special incarnation of Lord Vishnu is for tapasya. So Bharat Varsha is for tapasya. And Bharat Varsha is named after Maharaj Bharat, and Lord Rishabh then instructed tapo divyam. So Bharat Varsha is for austerities. Why? Because it's only the tract of land where we can go back home, back to Godhead. There's only one land, and for achieving the ultimate goal of the life, tapasya is inevitable, is must. So this is what the whole Bharat Varsha, and who is the chief worshipper of the deity of the Bharat Varsha? The deity is Nar Narayan, and the chief worshipper is Narad Rishi. And Narad Rishi is also one of the bhakti incarnation of Supreme Lord. So in description of Bharat Varsha, Narad Rishi is actually praising the Lord and praying the Lord. Till verse 20th, which is the today verse. And from tomorrow onward, from 21st verse, demigods will glorify those fortunate souls who have taken birth in India, in Bharatvarsh, the demigods will glorify them. Rest of the chapter is glorification of the people born in Bharatvarsh by demigods. So today is the last verse spoken by Narad, and yesterday our Mukunda Datta Prabhu was speaking wonderfully the verse which says, in Bharatvarsh liberation is available, Apavarga is available. It is only available here, Apavarga. That is, the liberation is available in Bharatvarsh. And the another special feature of the Bharatvarsh is Varnashram. Varnashram is only practiced in Bharatvarsh. And Srila Prabhupada's comment is, ISKCON is established to re-establish Varnashram in Bharatvarsh. So this is the mission of Srila Prabhupada's ISKCON. So today, the verse is spoken, if liberation is available in Bharatvarsh, then how can we get liberation? And when can we get liberation? So these are the two questions answered in today's verse. How can we get liberation? And when can we get liberated? So these are the two questions which are answered in today's verse. I think this verse is in prose. We may not be able to read, but it is better you repeat one word on Akshaya Tritiya, because liberation, if we get on Akshaya Tritiya, it will be eternal. This is good. And the concept is also Akshaya. In this verse, concept for liberation is also Akshaya, means eternal. There's no change in that. Akshaya means unchangeable. So let us read this verse 20 of this 5th canto, 19th chapter. Yo asau bhagavati sarva bhutatmane anatmae anurikte analiyane paramatmane vasudeve ananya nimitta bhakti yoga lakshano nana gati nimitta avidya granthi randhana dwarena yadahi mahapurusha purusha prasangha. So this verse is very interesting verse. Since Narada is speaking, so he is saying, anyone. So he's a universal acharya. He's not an acharya of any tract of land. He's a universal acharya. He's a space traveler. He's saying anybody from any part of the world, from any caste, any creed, any gender, anybody. So this is an invitation. When Lord speaks, as pure devotees speak, they speak in a universal language. This is most important. It is not limited to any region or any faction. It is universal. Bhagavad Gita is universal. Is it universal? Huh? Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita is universal. Who is the first student of Bhagavad Gita? Surya Dev, right? Is one Surya giving light to the whole world? Is there different Surya? Is there a different sun for the different countries? One sun is giving light to all planet, right? So this is the universality of teaching of Bhagavad Gita. The Bhagavad Gita give enlightenment to each and every person, like sun is giving light to each and every person. So yo here means anybody. So this is the one of the parampara acharya of the bhakti. Narada is speaking, anybody. Asau bhagavati. Bhagavati means supreme personality of God. Srila Prabhupada is Bhagavati, supreme personality of God, Godhead. Bhagavati Bhutatmane. Bhutatmane, Sarva Bhutatmane. Who is Bhagavan? He is the super soul of all the living entities. The one meaning is Sarva Bhutatmane. Sarva means all, Bhut means those who have this material body, Atmane, the souls which are embedded, they all have super soul in their heart. And Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur described Krishna is all attractive for all living entities. Sarva Bhut Atmane. For all the living entities, Supreme Lord is very attractive, are lovable. And then the next word is Anatme. Anatme. Atmae Anatme. A means no. Srila Prabhupada is translated having no attachment. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is speaking Anatme means Supreme Lord is attractive for all living entities, but the all living entities are not equal to Supreme Lord. They are anatmane. They are not atmane, one with Lord. They are servitude to the Lord. They are not equal to the Lord. Anna atmane. They are not equal to Lord. Na atmane. Anatmane. So what is this Lord? Lord is different than all living entities. He is lovable for all. He loves everybody. But everybody is not equal to him. Anatmane. They are not equal to him. Anirukte. Anirukte. Anirukte means dictionary. Anirukte means he cannot be described by any words of the dictionary. This is one meaning. Anirukte. With dictionary we can only see through the eyes and think of with mind. So Srila Prabhupada has described Anirukta means who is beyond the mind and speech. Anirukta, it cannot be described by words. So these are the qualities of Supreme Lord. Like when Ajamil said Narayan to his son, Vishnu Dutta said, oh, he called his son. He said, Narayan is not name of anybody. Narayan is name of the Supreme Lord. It is not name of dictionary. Narayan is not a dictionary word. It is name of Supreme Personality of the Godhead. The man will be Narayan Das. He cannot be Narayan. So he said Narayan. He did not say Narayan Das. So Narayan means Supreme Lord. It's not a dictionary name. So Anirukte. And then the word is Analiyane. Liyane means Le means annihilation. Analiyane means it's never destroyed. When everything is finished, Lord is never finished. Analiyane, liyane, analiyane. Naliyane, never destroyed. So these are the special. Now what one should do with analiyane? It's not depending on anybody. Everything is finished, he's still there. And who is that? Who is not described, who cannot be described by mind and speech, who is not the dictionary word, who is not equal to all living entities, who is Supreme Lord, who is not destroyed when the whole world is lost, who is that? The word is Paramatmane. Is Paramatma. He is Paramatmane. He is not Atmane, he is Paramatmane. Paramatmane, and who is that Paramatmane? Who is that Paramatmane? Vasudeva. That Paramatmane is Vasudeva. And Vasudeva is Krishna, son of Krishna. Vasudeva. Son of Vasudeva is Krishna. So that Paramatmane is Vasudeva. So anybody who knows that Vasudeva, what should he do to get liberation? Then he should do, this word is, Ananya Nimitta Bhakti Yoga Lakshanaha. Ananya Bhakti. Ananya Nimit means Ekantiki Bhakti, unalloyed devotional service. Ananya Nimitta Bhakti Yogena Lakshana, who has all the symptoms of unalloyed devotional service. So anybody who has unalloyed symptoms of devotional service to Supreme Lord Sri Krishna, he is eligible for liberation. When? How? Now next question again. When he gets freed from avidya granthi. Avidya means ignorance. Granthi means knot. Knot of ignorance. And what is that avidya? The avidya is nana. Where is this nana? Avidya granthi randhan. Avidya granthi randhan, when that knot of ignorance is cut. What is that ignorance? Many places ignorance is false ego. I, mine is ignorance. And different aims of life, in life, is ignorance. If aim of life is to serve and love Krishna, that is actually cutting the knot of ignorance. So how can that be done? Yada, if, when, Mahapurushe Supreme Lord, Purushe, the devotee, Prasangaha, when we associate with devotees, when one will be liberated? When he get the favor of devotee of the Lord. Association of the devotee of the Lord by the mercy of the Lord is the only way to get liberated. Now, translation by Srila Prabhupada. After many, many births, when the result of one's pious activities mature, one gets an opportunity to associate with pure devotee. So, to associate with pure devotee is very rare. Then one is able to cut the knot of bondage to ignorance, which bound him because of the varied fruitive activities. Bahushakhay anantas. He has many branches. Intelligence is divided in many branches for different achievements. But when he associates with devotees, ekhe kurunandana, then his intelligence becomes vivasayatmika buddhi. So what is the function of a saintly person? To really cut the hard knot. And when he cut it, is very painful. So saintly persons are for awakening, is not for entertainment. Saintly person really cut, and it is very painful. And anybody who really endure that, he is eligible for liberation. Saintly person, people are not for entertainment. And what is the good example to understand this? Vidura. He came to the Dhritarashtra and he said, you are living here on the bread given by Bhima, like somebody gives to the dog. Get out from the home. Don't live a doggish life. That is what saintly person will speak. This is the way he cut the hard knot of ignorance, of attachment to this material world. That's Prabhupada's good words. Rascal is a really good word to cut the knot of nonsense of these people, of the material world. This is what saintly person will speak. Now, as a result of associating with devotee, one gradually renders service to the Lord Vasudev, who is transcendental, free from attachment to the material world, beyond the mind and worlds, and independent of everything else. That bhakti yoga, devotional service to the Lord Vasudev, is the real path of liberation. This is the translation. So what is in translation most important? Anybody who is born on Bharata Varsha, he must hanker to associate with devotees. And what he will get from the devotees? Ananya Bhakti. He should get Bhakti, because Bhakti can only be given by devotees. Nobody else can give Bhakti. And Bhakti to whom? Vasudeva Bhakti. Vasudeva Bhakti. He practiced Bhakti. then liberation is very instant, no problem. So Srila Prabhupada's purport, Brahm realization is the beginning of liberation. Beginning of liberation is Brahm realization. And the Paramatma realization is still further advancements towards the realm of liberation. So liberation has three stages. Brahm realization, Paramatma realization, Bhagavan realization. The real liberation. And there's a difference in all these. But one achieves real liberation when he understands his position as an eternal servant of the Supreme Personality of the Godhead. Muktir hitva anyatha rupam swarupena vivasthita. So what is granthi? Avidya granthi is anya hitva anyat anya rupa. Anya rupa means different identities. That is actually the avidya. When that is completely smashed, finished, then swarupa sthiti. And what is swarupa? Mahaprabhu said, what is swarupa ve jiva? Jivera swarupe krishnera nitya das. This realization, getting back into the constitutional position of servitude to the Supreme Lord, is really liberation. In the material world, in bodily concept of life, everyone is working in the wrong direction. What is wrong direction? What wrong direction everybody is working? What is the wrong direction we are working? We are working for the needs of the body and senses. Not we are working for the needs of the soul. Wrong direction means we have to realize the soul and we are satisfying the body. So it is, what does wrong direction actually mean? You are in Delhi and you are looking for Vrindavan. So in Delhi there is no Vrindavan. You have to be in Vrindavan. Wrong direction, you are in the wrong place. Prabhupada is explaining what is wrong direction. When one becomes Brahma Bhuta, spiritually realized, one understands that he is not the body and that working in the bodily concept of life is useless and misdirected. So this is the wrong direction. So how long one will be on wrong direction? As long as he is not Brahma realized. Therefore Prabhupada immediately quotes, Brahma Bhuta Prasannatmana Sochati Nakankshati. This is the stage. So there are two bhuta in this world. The one is called Jiva Bhuta, other is called Brahma Bhuta. As long as one is a Jiva Bhuta, he has bondage with this bhuta or the body and the needs of the body. When he gets association of the devotees and become Brahma Bhuta, then his devotional service really starts. So devotional service starts after Brahma Bhuta stage. So Jiva Bhuta and Brahma Bhuta are the two categories of the living entities. Jiva Bhuta are conditioned and Brahma Bhuta are liberated. The devotion is started after Brahma Bhuta stage. One who is thus transcendently situated realizes the Supreme Brahman and becomes fully joyful. He never laments and desires for anything. He is equally disposed to every living entity. In that state he attends pure devotional service unto me, Krishna says. Devotion service is actual liberation. One is attracted by the beauty of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, his mind is always engaged in the Lord's lotus feet, he is no longer interested in subjects that do not help him in self-realization. In other words, he loses all attraction for material activities. In Taittiriya Upanishad, now Srila Prabhupada is quoting Taittiriya Upanishad, which has three words which are here. Anatmane, anarukte, analiyane. So here, this says, eshahi eva anandyate. That person will be really blissful. One who? Yadahe eva esha etasmin nadrishya natmane, anarukte, analiyane, अभयम् प्रतिष्ठाम् विन्दते अथयो सो अभयम् गतो भवति. सो ए लिविंग एंटिटी बिकम एस्टैब्लिश्ड इन स्पिरिचुअल ब्लिसफुल लाइफ व्हेन यू फुली अंडरस्टैंड दैट हिज हैप्पीनेस डिपेंड ऑन स्पिरिचुअल सेल्फ रियलाइजेशन व्हिच इज बेसिक प्रिंसिपल ऑफ आनंद एंड व्हेन ही इज इटर्नली सिचुएटेड इन सर्विस ऑफ द लॉर्ड हु हैज नो अदर लॉर्ड अबव हिम. So this is the translation Srila Prabhupada is paraphrasing. So this verse ends for when one get liberation, when he render unalloyed devotional service to Vasudeva. And then there are some special qualities of Vasudeva. And then when he can really get opportunity to serve the Vasudeva, Ananya Bhakti, when he associate with Supreme, with the devotee of the Lord. And when can he associate with devotee of the Lord? When he is favored by Supreme. Yada Mahapurushe Mahapurushe. Mahapurushe by the so Guru Krishna Kripa Paye Bhakti Lata Beach. Guru Krishna Kripa Paye Bhakti Lata Beach. Devotional creeper seed is given by a spiritual master by the special mercy of Krishna. So fortunate people come in contact with devotee by the mercy of Krishna. Parikshit Maharaj never went to find out the spiritual master. Krishna arranged Sukadev Goswami to come and speak Bhagavatam. Dhruva Maharaj never went to find out where is the spiritual master. Krishna arranged Narada to help him to reach to the Supreme Lord. So that is the meaning of the word Mahapurushah, then Purushas Prasanga. Mahapurusha provide the Purusha Prasanga. The favor of the Supreme Lord is he gives the association of devotee. And what is the association of devotee yield? What is the result of the association of devotee? Prasanga, Krishna Katha. The devotee association is Madgat Madkara Madgat Prana Bodhayanta Parasparam. That is devotee association. That they only speak Krishna Katha. They stop their speaking Krishna Katha, they cannot live. Their life is Krishna Katha. Krishna Kirtan is their life. Now I am just reading the purport of this verse by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. It is very interesting purport. What is the nature of this liberation, Apavarga, which was yesterday's verse? And when does it occur? This verse ends with, the Lord is full of all wonderful qualities such as auspiciousness and beauty, Bhagavan. He thus attracts mind of all beings, Sarvabhuta Atmani. Therefore, in the Lord, there is no oneness with Jiva, only oneness by service, anatmane. His glories cannot be described by material words like attraction, anurukte. Even at the destruction of the universe, his form and qualities remain, anilyane. He has no destruction like the elements of the matter. Since he is abode of prem, he is the soul of all beings. But he is also the Supreme Soul, Paramatma. Because of this special quality, he is most worthy of worship. He is Vasudev, son of Vasudev. Bhakti Yoga without material cause, Ananya Nimitta. Bhakti Yoga without cause, Ananya Nimitta. Is the Swarupa of Apvarga. Swarupa of Apvarga means for liberation's identity is unalloyed devotion. The Apavarga by conventional usage means liberation, that is true. But liberation, destruction of the ignorance is included in bhakti. Therefore bhakti can also be called liberation. This liberation is achieved by destruction of the knot of the ignorance, which causes many goals. Many goals. That is knot. When it is destroyed, then liberation. When does this take place? It takes place when there is association with the devotee of the Lord. So here we end the Bhagavatam class for today. This is the Nar's last instruction for the inhabitant of Bharatvarsha. Please render unalloyed devotional service in association of devotees to the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. This is Mahaprabhu's direct art, Bharata Bhumi Tehaila Janam Manus Janam. Janam Sarthak Kar means, Janam Sarthak Kar means associated with devotee. Janam Sarthak Kar means render pure devotional service to the Supreme Lord Krishna. That is the meaning of Janam Sarthak Kar. But then, Kar Parupkar. Then please go and preach. Parupkar means preach. That is called Parupkar. Help the other people realize the importance of the bhakti being in Bharata Varsha and rendering devotional service to the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. Now, today is a most auspicious day called Akshaya Tritiya. Akshaya means never destroyed. Tritiya means third day. This is the third day in bright fortnight of the month of Vaishak, which is April. Now April, usually April, May. So generally in astrology, sometimes some tithi means the days, they are kshaya tithi. Some tithi, sometimes one tithi is kshaya. Kshaya means there is no tithi. But this tithi never become kshaya, therefore it is called akshaya. Always there is this tritiya of Vaishak, third day of bright 15th fortnight of Vaishak is Akshaya Tritiya. So this Akshaya Tritiya, for us Gaudiya Vaishnava, is the remembrance of direct order of Govardhanadhari Krishna Gopal to our link to Madhva Acharya Madhavendra Puri to bring the sandalwood and camphor to cool the body of Lord Gopal. This is significance for us. So in this significance, the most important one thing is Supreme Lord is person. He feels that my body is very hot. So he is person. He has a feeling that I am feeling really, it is very hot. Number two, he selects some people for his service. He was lying there in the Govardhan for many months or days or years, but he was waiting for a proper person who he chose to render service. So this is Supreme Lord is person. He feels, he has emotions, and he has also liking for certain people who love him, who serve him. And then he speaks to them. He comes in person, he speaks to them in dream, and the sincere people, sincere devotees, execute his order. So this is significance for us Gaudiya Vaishnava, the Akshaya Tritiya. And the most interesting phenomena is, if the disciple glorify the spiritual master, this is natural. If the devotee glorify the Supreme Lord, it's also natural. But the Supreme Lord glorifies some devotee, this is extraordinary. Spiritual master glorifies some disciple, that is really wonderful and extraordinary. Narada is such a spiritual master, he is glorifying Prahlad Maharaj's glories. That is extraordinary. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is glorifying the glories of Madhavendra Puri, and he is telling all these glories to Nityananda and three more associates who are accompanying Mahaprabhu when he took sannyas and started traveling from Advaita Acharya's house to Jagannath Puri at Ramana. At Gopinath temple, Mahaprabhu was narrating this whole story of glories of Madhavendra Puri. We all know this, we will discuss this little bit. The other importance of Akshaya Tritiya is, Lord Parshuram appeared on this day. So he is one of the Shakti Avesh avatar, Parusram, the son of Jamda Agni and Renuka, who actually driven the Kshatriya, the warrior class which were not fit to rule. 21 times he annihilated those. And these Kshatriya, they crossed the river Indus. They went on the other side into the rest of the part of the world, and they are all Aryas. So these are all driven by Parusram. They went after the Indus River. First comes the part which is Asia, then they went from there to the Europe and other parts. So they are all Kshatriyas. Still all these things are, all these traces are available. The second thing is, Ganga descended to the earth on this day. Akshaya Tritiya's day when Ganga descended on the earth. So three generations effort, Dilip, Anshuman, Dilip and Bhagirath, three dynasties of the Vivaswat Manu, they worshipped the for the descent of Ganga, and the Ganga appeared on this day on the earth planet. And then, well, there's nothing much for us. Sudama Vipra visited Krishna today. Sudama went to the Dwarka to meet Krishna today. It means whatever little thing you offer to the Krishna, like Sudama, it will come back to you in abundance. That is called Akshay. Whatever jap you do, it becomes Akshay. What is tap you do, yesterday you do, it becomes Akshay. What is dan you do, it will be Akshay. So people on this day do all these auspicious things today. So Sudama Vipra visited Krishna on this day. Pandava received the Akshay Patra. Maharaj Yudhishthir received in this Kamya one, he received the Akshay Patra which Drupati used to keep with her. As long as she was not eating, she can feed as many people as she likes. So there was this special. Still there is one Akshay Patra in Udupi. On this day they worship that Akshay Patra. And Udupi is one of the very exclusive and interesting temple where any visitor is always served the rice and sambar, or what they call rasam. Rice and rasam is served to all the pilgrims, maybe 10,000 or 100,000. Is Akshay Patra. They have a Akshay Patra. They worship today that Akshay Patra. So that Akshay Patra, so Yudhishthira Maharaj got this Akshay Patra today. Well, this is a one poor person house visited by Adi Shankar Acharya. He was not having anything. And then he blessed him, and then he composed one astotra that is called Kanakadhara Astotram. Today he composed. And then Kuber, who is the treasurer of the demigods, he got all the wealth from Lakshmi today to become the treasurer. Therefore, the people who are really materialistic, the devotees do Harinam more. Huh? But the people will buy gold today. They think that the Kuber dhan will increase. So gold price is high today. Today is Akshaya Tritiya. The people just buy the bricks of gold today. So this is what is going on by the materialistic calculation. So when they are purchasing the gold brick, what we should do is? We should do 64 rounds today for Akshaya business, or a Krishna, Hare Krishna. This is our business. This is what really is a real wealth. Golokera Prema Dhan. This dhan on Akshaya Tritiya, if we collect, it will last forever. And then the construction of chariot of Lord Jagannath start today in Jagannath Puri. The Rath for Rath Yatra, today is the day they select for starting construction of the Rath, chariots for Jagannath. And today is also the day Vyasdev started compiling Mahabharata. And Ganesh was started getting it written. It means Bhagavad Gita appeared on Ekadashi, Mokshada Ekadashi, at the end of the Kartik in Kurukshetra, but it was compiled later on the Akshatritya day. Vyasadeva started compiling Mahabharata in his ashram, which is in Badrika ashram. So he started compiling the Mahabharata today. So these are some of the importance of the today's Akshatritya. Now we will just get blessing of Madhavendra Puri, who is actually who is most important in our line. Why Mahaprabhu has chosen the Madhva Sampradaya? And what is our link with Madhva Sampradaya? Our link with Madhva Sampradaya is through Madhavendra Puri. Our link with is with Madhavendra Puri, and Mahaprabhu writes here, Kaviraj Goswami writes, Madhavendra Puri Jai Shri Madhavendra Puri Krishna Prema Pura. All glories to Madhavendra Puri, who is full of Krishna Prema. Bhakti Kalpatrura Tehu Prathama Ankura. Bhakti Kalpatru, Kalpatru, Kalpatru. Kalpatru means the wish fulfilling tree. So bhakti tree, prathama means first ankur, the first love of Krishna manifested in Madhva Sampradaya through Madhavendra Puri. All glories to Madhavendra Puri, the storehouse of all devotional service unto Krishna. He is the desire tree of devotional service, bhakti kalpavrishya. And it is in him that seed of devotional service first fructified. So Mahaprabhu's devotional tree's seed was first in Madhavendra Puri. Srila Prabhupada's commentary. Srila Madhavendra Puri, also known as Sri Madhva Puri, belonged to the disciplic succession of Madhva Acharya and was greatly celebrated sannyasi. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was the third disciple descendant from the Madhavendra Puri. Process of worship in the disciple section of Madhva Acharya was full of ritualistic ceremonies with hardly a sign of love of God. Sri Madhavendra Puri was the first person in the disciple succession to exhibit the symptom of love of Godhead and the first to write a poem beginning with the word Aideen Dayard Nath. This is the verse which Mahaprabhu has glorified in narration. This is the verse originally spoken by Radharani. And Mahaprabhu says this verse. Radharani knows this verse. Madhavendra Puri knows this verse. And Mahaprabhu himself was knowing, no fourth person knows this verse. So this is a special verse which Madhavendra Puri was always, he composed, he was reciting in his last days. So this verse, you want to hear this verse? This verse is, you want to hear this verse? 200 something. ऐ दीन दयार दर नाथ हे मथुरा नाथ कदावलोक्यसे हृदयं त्वद अलोक कातरम दैत्या भ्रम्यते किं करोमि अहम्। सो बिफोर दिस इज द मीनिंग ऑफ दिस वर्सेस। ओ माय लॉर्ड, ओ मोस्ट मर्सीफुल मास्टर, ओ मास्टर ऑफ मथुरा, व्हेन शैल आई सी यू अगेन। सो राधारानी is thinking of Krishna when he left Vrindavan to Mathura in that mood of separation. Because of my not seeing you, Radharani is saying, my agitated heart has become unsteady. O most beloved one, what shall I do now? So this is the Vipralamba Bhav. This is the love in separation which is appreciated by Gaudiya Vaishnava. And Madhavendra Puri is treasure house of this love. So this is the verse which Kaviraj Goswami says, it is like Ratana Gana Madhya Yaiche Kautsab Mani, like among the jewels, Kautsab Mani is exclusive. Similarly, this verse is exclusive. Ras Kavya Madhya Taiche Eshlok Gani, where there is a Ras Kavya, the poetry of transcendental conjugal mellow, this verse is the topmost, like a Kautsab of money. Now, this story we all know. So how to really appreciate this story? There are a couple wonderful verses. Madhavendra Puri, the worst one thing we have to learn from Madhavendra Puri is he is a yachak sadhu. A yachak means not asking for anything. And this verse is when he went to the Gopinath temple. He asked the pujari, what you are offering to the Gopinath? They said, we are offering exclusive preparation, which is like nectar, so it's called Amrit Keli. It's only here. And at that time, they were taking that to the lion. Madhavendra Puri, in his mind, he thought, well, if I, without asking, Srila Prabhupada said, without asking, and in a Bengali, it says, ayachak. Without asking, if I get little bit of this to taste, then I can make same arrangement to prepare in the kitchen for my Gopal at Govardhan. This was his mood. When he came all the way walking to Govardhan after doing parikrama, sitting at Govind Kund, he was just chanting there. And we know, Swayam Bhagavan Sri Krishna, Gopavesha Dhari, in a cowherd boy's costume, with a pot of milk and a cowherding stick, he came there. This is Swayam Bhagavan Sri Krishna, who came really in front of Madhavendra Puri. And he said, you have not eaten or drunk anything. Why are you not going to beg from the houses? Any sadhu must go for madhukari. Madhukari, madhu means actually honey bee, which goes to the different trees and gets something from there. So sadhu go to the five house maximum. Maximum five house sannyasi is allowed to go. If he gets something, he eat. If he don't get, then he fast. That is allowed for sadhu. If he goes out, it's called madhukari. If somebody invite him at house, it is called bhiksha. So Madhavendra Puri, neither he went out to collect, neither anybody invited him to eat. So he was fasting there. So Krishna came personally, this is a milk for you. Who are you? From where you came? I am cowherd here, and they have given me milk to give you because you have not eaten. He said, how you know I have not eaten? He said, lady is coming here to get water. They said, you are not going to any house. You are not eating here. So they told me to give milk. Oh, you take this milk, I will come back and collect my pot. So he left. Madhavendra Puri saw the beauty of this boy, and he drank that milk. And after that milk, he was again started chanting, and he was so ecstatic, he cannot sleep. But in last part, he was just little doze, and same boy came in dream and said, I am lying right here. The pujari, out of fear of the Muslims, have hidden me in these bushes. He held the hand of Madhavendra Puri. He said, I was waiting for you, Madhavendra Puri, to accept service from you. Now come. He took him. He said, I am here. And then, dream over, he got up. He said, what is this? Same boy who came to give me milk. He never came. I watched the part. He will come and take back. He never came back. And then he went to the village. He called the villagers, please come. Here is Gopal. So, but this is a very dense forest. So all they came with the chopper, they cut and they found the Gopal. They found the Gopal. It was too heavy deity. Srila Prabhupada writes that same deity was afterwards entrusted for service to the son of Sripad Vallabha Acharya, Vithal Acharya. Vithal Acharya has taken the deities on a bullock cart from Govardhan all the way through the Rajasthan, which is presently worshipped in North Dwara, near to the Udaipur. And he is worshipped so opulently, this Gopal deity, which now is called Sri Nath Ji. Sri Nath. Sri means Lakshmi, Sri means Radha, Nath. And he is actually Govardhan Dhari like this. The deity is carved in a black stone. And that temple has a treasury and a treasure and a lock. And all the ornaments are real gold, jewel, rubies, diamonds given by the kings. Which king has given this special crown? It is written there. In the night, the head pujari writes, tomorrow all these ornaments are needed. Then this paper will go to the treasure. Then they open the locker. Then take all these things. Then do the nice sringhar or the sringhar of the deity. And next day they collect and put things. It's nothing unreal there. So this is a special beauty of that. So Madhavendra Puri got that, and it was so heavy deities, and then some really strong people, they took it onto the Govardhan, and then they started doing the abhishek. They got 900 parts of water. They did the big abhishek, and after this abhishek, Panch Gavya abhishek, and after that Panchamrit abhishek, and after abhishek on a one big Govardhan Shila was asan, one Shila was behind to support. And then after the abhishek is over, then they offered the nice cloth to the Lord, and then there was a time to offer the bhoga. Now all the villagers, they brought all the milk, 10 brahmanas started cooking the rice, and then sabzi, dry sabzi, and the wet sabzis, and then the big hill of rice and big pot of sabzi and sweet rice and milk preparation, they were offered to the Gopal, and that is called Annakoot. Still on that day, traditionally in Rajasthan, Gujarat and some part, people have this is a harvesting season, the now wheat is coming back in home from the, so they make the big mounds of this, and they worship as an Annakoot. Still today people do that. So then after that there was an aarti, bhoga aarti, and after aarti there was a prasad first fed to the Brahmins and then the whole villages. Then the villagers of the Braj, they knew, Gopal has appeared. Every village used to have Annakoot one day. So all the villagers used to bring things and have an Annakoot every day. Today is Annakoot from our village. Today is Annakoot from our village. And then the two sannyasis came from Bengal. Madhavendra Puri engaged them in the service of Gopal. Kitchen was arranged. Nice bhoga were offered. And Madhavendra Puri was happily serving. And one day in a night, Gopal said, I am feeling too heat in my body. Go to Malaya and bring the chandan from Jagannath Puri. Malaya. It's Malaya Hills in Malaysia. Actually, Malaya Hills in Malaysia. Malaysia was a part of it. This was Sri Kshetra. Malaysia, Philippines, Indonesia, Thailand, they are all called Sri Kshetra. For 500 years back, this was the Vedic civilization completely. And see, recently it has turned like that. So that Chandan used to come to Jagannath Puri. So now this is the second time. First personally Krishna came, then he came in dream first time, then second time he came in dream. And then Madhavendra Puri walked all the way from here. On that tour he initiated Advaita Acharya in Shantipur. Then he reached to the Ramona. And then this pastime of Gopinath is stealing the one part of sweet rice for Madhavendra Puri took place. And when the pujari, after putting the deities to rest, was sleeping, the Gopinath said, "Wake up, take bath, come inside. I have stolen one part under behind the curtain. It is for Madhavendra Puri." So pujari found it and then he was calling, "Who is Madhavendra Puri? Where is Madhavendra Puri? Lord has kept this part for you." And then Madhavendra Puri came out and he got that. He was in ecstasy when he drank that Amrit Keli, and then he put they make the pieces of that part and kept in his upper cloth. And he was eating one piece of that earthen part of Amrit Keli. And in night he said, "Tomorrow people will come and say, Krishna has stolen the Amrit Keli for his devotees, so people will come and worship me. I should get out from here." So in the middle of the night, Madhavendra Puri left that place. Because he never wanted to be glorified. He reached to the Jagannath Puri and the glories went with him. Wherever devotee goes, glories goes with him. But now the people come to glorify him. He said, "Now this glorification I should encash for the purpose of Gopal." He said, "Yes. Yes, I have come all the way by the order of Gopal. I need some sandalwood and I need some camphor to cool the body." And that time government arranged one mand, which means 40 kilo of sandalwood and 20 tola. 20 tola means 250 gram of camphor. And then government gave the paper that this chandan can be, he can be allowed to carry this chandan. They gave the 2 persons to carry that. So what is it? 40 kilo weight of chandan. And then this, Madhavendra Puri started from there at the toll gates. He showed those papers. When he reached to the Gopinath temple and he was there, pujaris offered them. Now this time, Amrit Keli, and he was sleeping, again the Gopal came. Gopal said, "Oh, Gopinath and I are not different. So you apply all this to Gopinath, I will be cooled down there." So third time, Krishna appeared to his dream and he accepted that. Next day, he said, "Employ 2 people, I will pay for them. They should make the chandan paste and camphor. And then till now, Gopinath, they are applying that chandan cap. And we Gaudiya Vaishnava do that." So Madhavendra Puri was saved from a trouble of passing all through maybe 100 toll gates of the Muslim Sasan to come to Vrindavan. Gopinath said, Gopal and Gopinath are not different. So this is the story was told by Mahaprabhu to Nityananda Prabhu and 3 more associates who were traveling with Mahaprabhu after taking sannyas. Who are the 3 others? Jagadananda? Huh? Mahaprabhu, Nityananda, Jagadananda, who 2 more? Mukanda and? Anybody knows these 4? I used to remember, now it's slipping. So this is the story of Chandan Yatra. So now today in the evening all the Goswami's temple, they have a deities decorated with the Chandan Yatra. Every day in December, like December, June in Himalaya is like December, Badrikashram. Every day they apply the sandalwood paste to Narayan deity. He's doing tapasya and he's really getting heated. If you see the deity of Narayan after the worship, in the morning in Abhishek or in the night when they are putting him rest, whole body is covered with chandan every day. So their chandan, when the temperature is almost 5, Still they are applying Chandan to the Supreme Lord. There, it is regular there. The body of Lord Jagannath, they put the all Chandan. The whole, now the Navakalevar, they will put a full layer of Chandan on the body of Jagannath, which is like muscles of the Jagannath. And every year they take that during this 15 days and then give this prasad to the people. So this, the applying of sandalwood to the deities is a very, very old tradition. So Chandan Yatra, what now ultimately from this verse and from Chandan Yatra, what should we do practically? Today we should chant more, it will be Akshay, and we should have this association of devotees take advantage of this, and being in a Bharat Varsha, we should be serious about rendering devotional service to Krishna, and we should have some commitment on this Akshay Tritiya, then our commitment will be Akshay, it will not be destroyed, and we will be easily promoted further in devotional service. So we should do some commitment today. What do you think? Hare Krishna. Some more rounds? Hare Krishna. Shri Prabhupada ki, Granthra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Madhavendrapuri ki jai, Achandan Yatra ki jai. Anybody has any question or comment? But time is over. Thank you very much.